I think we can now go on to item 7 then, the annual governance statement and review of the Code of Corporate Governance.
Do you want me to introduce it?
Yes,
Chair?
Please.
So we're asking the committee to consider two other further matters within this report. One is to approve the annual governance statement, which is included within the draft statement of accounts, starting on page 96 and running to page 104. The annual governance statement, if approved, then is to be signed by the Chief Executive and the Leader of the Council. Part B of the report explains the rationale behind the annual governance statement and the process that we've gone through to produce it. The governance statement itself includes progress note against the actions from the previous year's annual governance statement on page 99. And also on page 99 in paragraph 20 includes one action that's been identified in relation to the review of the council's internal control and governance systems within 2019-20, and that came out of the Chief Finance Officer's input to the annual governance statement, where he believes that we need to review and strengthen resilience arrangements for resourcing the internal audit function, and the potential means forward with that at the moment is to enter into a shared service arrangement at some point within the next few months. The other part of this report is a review and update of the Code of Corporate Governance, which is attached at the annex for you to approve. The only changes that are being proposed to the Code of Corporate Governance are updates and reflect of the changes to the Council's risk management framework, where we move from a three-tier system of strategic risk register, corporate risk register and operational risk registers to the new two-tier system of strategic risk register and operational risk registers, and also to reflect the changes to the Council's scrutiny structure that have now come into force. And if there are any questions, Chair, I'll obviously try and answer them.
Is there any questions for Alan? No? Well, thank you for the report, and can we approve the recommendations?
Yes, Chair.
You content to, one, approve the annual governance statement, and also to approve the Code of Corporate Governance in this report?
Yes.